My name is Adriana Tassini, and I am the head of the Certified Translation Professional Program. This is an online training program for translators. And as part of running this program, we have interviewed many translation experts like yourself. So we can offer this audio recording of these interviews to the participants within our program. And today we are interviewing here Miral from Iraq, who is an expert in translation. And with that, let's get started with the interview.
Okay, wonderful.
So, Miral, thank you very much for taking the time to complete this phone interview with us.
Sure.
And can you tell us how many years of experience do you have working as a translator?
Yeah, I started in 2004, so that puts us at about 6 to 7 years almost, going on 7 years.
Okay, perfect. And how many languages can you translate into?
I'm only fluent with English and Arabic. I have native efficiency, but I have elementary capability in French and Serbo-Croatian and also Farsi.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any formal education or background in the field of translation?
No, not in translation.
Okay. And what are the day-to-day responsibilities of this job?
The daily responsibilities pretty much vary anywhere between simultaneous translation, where you are assigned to a specific person or sometimes a specific group. It could vary anywhere between one person to 10 people. It depends on your capability as a translator to handle a crowd or one person. It also may entail translating documents, videos, DVDs, recordings, or maybe sometimes even doing editing or QC, which means you're looking at the work of other people, saying, okay, this is good, this is not, this needs to be edited. So there's a lot of variation to it. There's no typical day I can say for a translator.
Okay, very good. And what are some of the skills and abilities necessary for someone to succeed in this job?
I would say the first thing is to be flexible because of the demands of it. You have to travel a lot, move a lot. It's not always comfortable in an air-conditioned office. It's not necessarily a 9-to-5 job. So you have to have that flexibility, and you have to have patience also.
Right.
Patience because sometimes you're working with very complex material that requires, the use of external methods like maybe a dictionary or the computer or the internet. And also patience for the people that you're working with, the person that you're translating for sometimes. You have to have patience for because you're working on his time and his schedule. So
Right.
if he says, I'm not ready, wait. And that waiting period could be hours. But nonetheless, you are assigned to that person for however long he needs you until he completes his mission. So patience and flexibility are definitely key.
Okay, perfect. And do you use any specific language dictionary in particular?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, okay. And what kind of work can a translator expect to be doing the first 1 to 3 years of their career?
Probably the first 1 to 3 years is going to be basic, where you are supervised closely, either by other translators or by managers. And it will most likely be in an enclosed environment, meaning you're not going out on missions or military missions, or it doesn't require much moving around or traveling. It's going to be probably a most likely office setting where there's an opportunity for people to do quality assurance on your work.
Okay,
Okay.
very good. And when starting out a career as a translator, in average, what are the rates that a freelance translator should charge to a translation company or an independent client? Any suggestions on that?
Could you repeat the question? Sorry, Adrian.
Sure, no problem. So when I'm starting out a career as a translator, And in average, or maybe in your opinion, what are the rates that a freelance translator should charge a translation company or maybe an independent client?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure about freelancing, but I'm just going to, you know, go off the top of my head, to nowhere less than maybe, some people charge by word and some people charge by page. I'm not really familiar with the freelancing, but maybe a beginner should charge nowhere less than $25 per hour. And that's just right off the top of my head.
Okay, and I think it varies too from where you are located, or you don't think that that matters at all. The price is still the same if you are, you know, in the Middle East or if you are in South or North America.
No, I don't think that will change much.
Okay. And many translators and participants within our certification program ask about, you know, compensation levels in the industry after they are working in the industry for 6 to 7 years. What would be realistic for as a salary, or what they should charge companies after being in the industry for a certain period of time?
Well, to be very honest with you, the compensation is very rewarding once you are working for a company. Once you do have, not even 6 to 7 years, you could have 2 years experience, and that will automatically put you in the bracket of a six-figure salary. Right. Of course, it depends. Some companies pay more than others, depending on the size of the company. But also the location where you will be assigned, because it will not be virtual work. You will probably be assigned to a specific geographic location. And each country, you know, the salary differs a little bit. But I can definitely say that any translator with a decent experience, anywhere between 2 years and above, will well likely make in the six figures.
Okay. Very good. And for you, what is the most appealing thing about working as a translator?
I would say the flexibility and the traveling. You know, the flexibility could be a double-edged sword. If you are not able to adapt to the constantly changing environment, it could hurt you. But once you start to enjoy it and enjoy the fact that there are no, every day is different than the other, and every assignment is different, then that's what's appealing, is the flexibility and the traveling.
Okay. And for you, what is the worst or maybe the most challenging part about working as a translator?
It's being away from home for so long.
Okay. And what is the number one most costly mistake that you have made within your translation career that you could share with us, with others, to help them avoid making the same mistake? Does anything come to mind that others could learn from?
Yes. Again, I cannot stress enough the flexibility. And it's not always a comfortable situation. And they have to have good people skills, because you work with a variety of different people. So work on your interpersonal people skills, personal skills, and also be adaptable. It's not always going to be luxurious, you know, so you have to be adaptable and just willing to go with the flow.
Okay. And in your position as a successful translator right now, what recommendations would you give for someone who'd like to start their career as a translator?
My number one advice would be to learn more than two languages. From my experience, it's not enough. You know, like I said, I'm fluent in Arabic and English, but it's not enough. It's always good to go the extra mile. Like for me, for example, it would be very beneficial if I was fluent in Farsi as well as Arabic, or if I was fluent in Kurdish, because of the region that I speak in. So I would encourage every translator to go the extra mile and not just settle for English and something else. Go for that third and fourth language.
Okay, very good. Very good tip. And our final question here. Many professionals pay a few hundred dollars to complete the Certified Translation Professional program. And I was wondering if you had any one last piece of advice you could provide us, or something you'd like to emphasize from this interview today that would be worth at least $400 to most translators over the length of their career. So Meral, do you have a $400 piece of advice that you could provide to everyone listening today?
Yes, I would say don't be lazy and go ahead. And like, I'm very eager to start studying to get the certificate that you offer, because it is a competitive industry, especially these days. It's become a much more competitive industry in the past 5 years than it was, let's say, 10 years ago. So now it is no longer enough. The fact that I am fluent in Arabic and English, you know, that is no longer enough. So I would advise people to go the extra mile, obtain any additional certificates that they may be able to, obtain that extra educational, take a class, you know, get a degree in linguistics, anything that you could add on, that's what's going to distinguish you. It is no longer enough the fact that you just are fluent in a target language and another language. So, you know, like I said, your certificate would definitely be a plus on my resume and for employers also, because a lot of employers these days are asking, what kind of certificates do you have? They don't stop at what's your degree or what language do you speak. They want that translator that's distinguished, that went, you know, a little bit above and beyond the rest of the translators. Again, it's very competitive these days, so you have to distinguish yourself as a translator.
That was very good. Thank you. I'm sure that many other participants within our program could learn from that suggestion that it just gave us. So, Miral, thank you very much for sharing all that today.